This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. We have proved in previous programs that we believe that the scriptures are given by inspiration and that in order to understand their teaching and proclaim a consistent and correct gospel, we must not only believe all the word of God, but we must rightly divide it. That means we must recognize the various dispensations. Now, what is a dispensation? The Greek word for dispensation means the act of administering. It is translated stewardship and dispensation in the New Testament. It is made up of two words, oikos, meaning a house, and nemo, meaning to dispense. The Greek word is preserved in our English words, economy and economics. Literally, with Paul, a dispensation is a message, for that is what is being dispensed, a message. So when we say dispensational truth, we mean a particular revelation of God's will to man during some particular administration or economy. When we say a teaching or practice is not dispensational, we mean that when a new dispensation is begun, certain things under an old dispensation are obsolete. So to teach and practice things that are not truth for today from an old dispensation is undispensational. Under the law, we read, do this and live, and that was their righteousness. But live and then do is for this dispensation. Today, it is not by works of righteousness that we have done, and by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified in God's sight. Circumcision, observing Sabbaths and sacrifices, though they were true and God-ordained, yet if they are imported into this present dispensation, become false and untrue. Paul said this, let no man therefore judge you in respect of the Sabbath. So if we do not rightly divide the word of truth, we are in danger of falsifying the gospel and misrepresenting the Lord. And I'm sure you don't want to be accused of that. The false teachers who said in Acts 15 that the Gentiles had to be circumcised after the manner of Moses to be saved could point to chapter and verse for their teaching. Circumcision was not only given by God, but God also said that the man-child who was not circumcised would be cut off because he would have broken the covenant. But the Apostle Paul said that the divinely appointed ordinances, when brought over out of their true place under law into the dispensation of grace, become weak and beggarly elements, and not only that, but the believers who practiced these ordinances were in essence practicing the heathen ceremonies of their heathen days. If we do not rightly divide the word of truth, then we must all be circumcised, baptized, keep Sabbaths, the Passover, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and other Mosaic rituals. So right division is not non-essential, but essential. In closing, let's look at the word church. The Greek word means an assembly or congregation of called out ones. It comes from a Greek word that means to call or summon, and another Greek word that means out of. In Matthew 16, it is used of the future Jewish church. It is used in Acts 7 for the Israelites who were in the wilderness. It is used of the group of believers that Paul persecuted. It is used for the mob in Ephesus in Acts 19. It is used for the synagogue meetings of Revelation 2 and 3. And it is used for the body of Christ of this dispensation. So, applying right division to this word, it will be seen that it is not sufficient to merely use the word church. We must know when this church was formed, the nature of its fellowship, and the dispensation in which it was originated. That is to say, what line of teaching it is associated with. The church associated with Israel was under law and had ordinances with an earthly hope. The church which is his body is under absolute grace, has no ordinances, with a hope in heaven. So, when we talk about church truth for today, we are talking about the teaching revealed in a special manner to the Apostle Paul, and this truth is contained in the letters of Paul written after Acts 28:28. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.